Hi, welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast and the Wise Divine Woman Sisterhood. And so today I have my friend Samantha Brown with me, and we have talked a couple of times now, and it's been very, very exciting. And so I had asked her to come on and just bring, you know, whatever is on her heart's desire, whatever God's placed on her heart. And I know we were talking about decluttering, which was so amazing. And so please tell me, welcome to the show. Sam, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And so what do you think, what's on your mind today? What message are you going to share with my listeners and my beautiful sisterhood?
Honestly, just all about heart healing. God has called me to start what I personally believe is a movement of women that are wanting to heal their hearts. Yeah. And so I just, you know, all of the ways that, and honestly, just in the past few months that God has been showing me different ways that I can help women learn and see how they can heal their own hearts with his help, of course.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're of faith, you're walking in that faith, you want that trueness in faith, you want that foundation, and it's being plumb. Like in that plumbness, you want to make sure you're having that direct connection. And I think that sometimes where we fail or have that lack of faith in that connection, right? Because for myself, it's like a continual sort of like clutteredness of my mind and my thoughts. Is it really from God or was it this? And then how to organize those thoughts. And I think that was how our last conversation sort of ended, was like, you know, really you should probably help with not only decluttering the house, but decluttering the mind.
Yes, of course. And I think that's something we all struggle with, is even as a professional organizer for a living, mm-hmm. I come home and I'm like, there's piles everywhere.
It is so true. But even in that aspect, even in the mind, we have piles of stuff in one closet, with piles of stuff in another closet. And then how do we organize those things, not only for our family, for our own businesses, for our community and our ministries, and or just our little own heart's desire, right? So
absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So tell me more about this heart-centered healing prophetic course that you just finished, which I'm so excited about, honestly. So,
yeah. So, actually God just showed me, it's a place called Prophetic Heart Healing, was like the certification. Mm-hmm. And what it is for that specifically, it's sessions where me as the facilitator, I'm holding space for you or the client, whoever it is, to hear from God. So it is an hour of time that is dedicated to hearing from God and allowing God to heal those places that a lot of times we don't even realize need mending and need healing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think women have an inability to hear from God?
Yeah, I think that even if, I don't know that we have the inability, I think we doubt that we can. So then that leads to the inability.
I think so. I agree with you. Like, I'm pretty sure I do, but it's like, that was that really? No. Mm-hmm. Or how do I hear? And I hear this all the time. Like a lot of women, you know, really doubt their ability to hear from God. Was that a message from God, or was that from the selfish heart? Right. And I love that, and people don't test those gifts on themselves, right? Like all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I believe, are accessible for everyone, right? And it's about, like, we know how to ride a bicycle. Fantastic. That's great. We know how to bake a pie. Perfect, right? Each of those can be little gifts. But, you know, if we don't know how to paint, we can try and learn. We never know unless we try. So it's like same thing, exhortation, propheticness, speaking in tongues, or the gift of hospitality, or being a good shepherd or a teacher, I think are all gifts that we should be practicing anyways, whether we're fluent in them or no. You don't know what God has in store for you until like you like jump into it and say, okay, I'm going to give it a go. So
I think so. Absolutely. And with, you know, like with anything in our lives, but, you know, mothering businesses, like I've started two businesses now in about a year's time. And it is extremely, and both of them for me personally are very God-centered. I want to serve people. I want to help people. I don't want it to be Samantha's leading this. I want it to be God told me to go, or God, you know, to be able to work in my giftings. But it's the same thing where until I just said, okay, I'm jumping in, here we go, and figured it out.
Yeah. And it's understanding. And I love how you declutter things, right? And it's combining these beautiful gifts, especially when you're trying to start a business or re-image yourself as a mature woman and who you're coming into. You know, once you've been an empty nester or starting a new career, or you're finished one and wanting to do something else. And it's this re-imaging and who you are in God's image that we sort of need to recognize and honor. And for us, sometimes it's our own self-doubt or our own traumas that we have difficulty with in breaking through and just saying, yeah, I'm worth it. I can do this and I'm smart and I understand this and I know some stuff. And it's that for even for myself, it's like, yeah, I do know some stuff, right? And it is valuable. And then it's just getting over the breakthroughs of technology and blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah. Right. And I think a lot of times with women specifically, like sometimes a lot of us, you know, are normally type A personalities or we're not, but we have that like drive, you know, we're moms, we're wives, we're business owners, we're all the things. And a lot of times I think we believe, well, even if I'm not worthy, or like, you know, our inner doubt is coming up, we're like, we'll just push through. Mm-hmm. Instead of let's take a moment and let me see, where is that doubt coming from? What is it that created that in the first place, so I can heal it and I no longer have to believe that lie of the enemy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. So what message did you get from God today? Like, I know we were talking about that. I had to pray about it before we spoke today, because you were like a little concerned about, you know, what to say. And I was like, no, whatever. So what was that? Because I'm so like ready.
Yes. So I have like 10 pieces of paper in front of me because he just kept giving it to me.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
But specifically, he gave me the steps to declutter our thoughts.
So
because
good.
I wanted something for your listeners. And as I'm starting my podcast for my listeners, I wanted steps I could give people. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love for them to come coach with me and me do, you know, the heart healing sessions. I would love that. But of course, everyone can't do that or doesn't have the time or means or whatever. And so I wanted to give people tangible steps that they could take to hopefully at least start the healing process for themselves.
I love it. And by the time that everyone listens to this, Samantha will probably have a beautiful little sheet that you can download, and lots of more resources that are available on her website, and then we'll connect you to her podcast, because in this growing process with Samantha, it's only going to flourish and flourish. So definitely, she is one to stay connected with for sure when it comes to decluttering. And I love this focus of decluttering the mind. Like, wow, awesome.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
So I was curious, and I was, of course, like I shared a minute ago, so I'm a professional organizer for a living, you know, technically. And one thing I've seen in every home that I go in, it's the same steps. It's the same process, no matter what room we're doing, no matter what is going on, it's always the same things. And so I thought for our steps, for our minds, it has to be the same steps or something similar. So because a lot of times we can think physically, but it's hard to think what our thoughts are about our minds and how to declutter those. And so I, of course, prayed and asked God for something that we could connect as if we were decluttering our home, or like a junk drawer or something like that. So the first thing that he gave me was, so in an organizing session, you always just pick an area to start. So what he gave me for the mind was for us to ask him, what are we thinking about the topic? Whether it's, you know, completely just what thoughts are going through our brain, we could start there. Or if it's a specific topic of, I'm not worthy to start a business, or I'm not worthy to XYZ, whatever that topic is, we are to ask him what we are thinking and then do a brain dump on paper. So any thought that comes across your mind, you just write it down. You give yourself like 10 minutes and you write everything down you can possibly think of on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, so in the organizing world, we then take the items that we have pulled out of that area and we either release them or we keep them. So under releasing, he said to pray and ask him which of these things that are on the paper are lies.
Oh, good. Yes. Very good. Yes.
Or aren't totally true. So we know that the enemy likes to take a half truth and a half lie and kind of intertwine them and get us believing them. Mm-hmm. So it may even just be, you know, that's kind of two steps. First, it's God, which ones are total lies? But then we need to also make sure we say which ones are partial lies.
Right.
And so once we have that, that's, you know, of course, kind of under release. And then under the stuff we would keep, then we need to ask God, instead of that lie, what is the truth?
That's beautiful. Yeah.
And then, you know, a kind of one way to do this is you could even write your initial brain dump in pencil. And when God gives you the truth, write it in pen. So then you can erase the lie.
Yes, exactly. And it's wonderful, even when it's sort of like, you know, that he's going to add on to that truth. He's going to he's going to bloom that into fruition, or he's going to add that thoughts. And you know, when you're looking for the promises of God or the things that you know are from him, he's going to like pop Bible verses, or he's going to pop I remember this story. So you get to write all that down, and writing it in pencil is way, way easier because you know, it gets a little messy with pen all over the place. But I love that aspect of writing it down, going through and filtering through the truth and filtering through the lies, and really then digging deeper and asking questions. And it's so important, because we know how important it is to ask, to seek, right?
Yeah.
And to open the doors. So unless that is very important that it is careful what we ask for, but you have to be asking the questions to receive the direction from God. So true. So true, Samantha.
And it's so important to write it down, because for me personally, I know a lot of times I'm like, oh, God just gave me that amazing thought, or that amazing, you know, analogy or memory. Mm-hmm. If I don't write it down, it's forgotten. Then one of my teenagers needs something, or my husband needs dinner, or whatever, and it is totally forgotten. But if it's written down, even if it's just a month later or a year later, when I find those things, it's so heartwarming, and it reminds me of how far I've come on those things that we wrote down.
It is. It's so true. So true.
Yes. And so then another point, and I like the thing that you said about, you know, the sheet that they can download. I will definitely get that done.
It's nice, and this is just the start of it, right?
And yes, absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah. And so another thing under that is, after we ask God what is the truth about that thought, then we need to ask God, is there anyone or anything that I need to forgive about that thought? Because a lot of times we don't realize it. And I'll tell you a quick story about me personally. So I've been on my journey with God now for over a decade. It's been like 12 years of me just constantly being like, give me more, God, give me more. And it was maybe a month ago, after all of the heart healing stuff started coming up, that I was at church. And the lady that was speaking that morning, she looked at me right in the middle of the sermon, and she said, have you forgiven yourself? And it was this moment I just started weeping, mm-hmm. because I had forgiven everyone and everything mm-hmm. in my past, or so I thought, you know, mm-hmm. but I never thought I need to forgive myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true, right? Like goosebumps there. Like,
oh,
love it. Love it. Love it. And it's so important. And even in that, you know, that goes back to when women in our age and as we're aging, it's that self-care aspect or that oxygen mask first aspect that needs to happen. And we can't forget the forgiveness process because it's essential in the healing of the body and the mind and healing in our faith as well, that we need to remember that. I love that. Mm-hmm. Don't you love that when they do that? Because you know that it's like, that's a God message right there. So it's,
oh yeah, it's like God with an arrow, like pew, straight to your heart. And you just, but what's so beautiful when that happens is in that moment when you start weeping and let it out, which is what's so beautiful about life coaching and heart healing and all of that, is when you get to that moment of allowing it to just release and break off of you, God, you get healed and God will replace it with something better.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just love it.
I know. God's so good.
He is good.
Yes. And so then step five, after we ask if there's anything or anyone we need to forgive, also we need to pray and ask God to help us believe the truth. Mm-hmm. So, and another side note is if the lie ever tries to reappear, we also need to remind ourselves, no, I gave that to Jesus, which is kind of a side note. I've got a little exercise that can go along with the paper of just praying and pretty much allowing yourself while you're praying to say, Jesus, I give this to you. Mm-hmm. My anger, my stress, whatever that lie was, Jesus, mm-hmm. I give this to you. But then asking him, what do you give me in return?
I love it.
And then allowing, you know, for, it's not super spiritual. It's more of whatever that thought is that pops in your heart, in your mind, go with it. Because normally that's God answering us, even if it mm-hmm. sounds like it's our own voice or our own thoughts, whatever that first thing is, just go with it. If it's not right, God will correct it. Mm-hmm. But I think Absolutely. A lot of times we even doubt, like we were talking about, if we can even hear his answer. So a lot of us are afraid to even go into the exercise of, you know, Jesus, I give this to you. Like, oh, that's too spiritual for me, you know, in a way. But if we just do it and trust it, it's almost like, what's the worst that could happen? We get Nothing. Healed.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, and it's that, you know, everyone understands the concept of an altar, right? And so it is that, or the mantle, even the mantle. So it is that constant reminder, even in our daily prayer life or in when we're trying to move through something, it is that constant reminder of you need to hand it over. You need to hand it over. And if it actually is a physical thing that you need to do, because it maybe it's the mind over matter that needs to happen, then you write it on a piece of paper and then you put it on the mantle, right? So it's that understanding. And then the same thing happens with your questions or prayer requests or in this whole exercise. It's that aspect of, you know, you really need to maybe physically put it in the jar on the table. So mm-hmm. it's so much of that, not just to, it's putting the words into action. It's not, mm-hmm. maybe it's just not reading the word, but it's also saying the word, right? Or writing yes. the word, saying the word, reading the word, that kind of amplifies the movement of God or what the message of God is trying to put through to you. So
it activates our faith when we speak mm-hmm. it out, is what God yes. has been showing me this week, is like God has been dealing with me heavily on, you believe me for all of these things with your business, with your life coaching, with the everything, with your family, but do you have enough faith to speak it out to someone else? Do you believe me that much? Mm-hmm. And it took me a moment to be like, well, I thought I believe, because in my own head, I'm like, oh God, we got this, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
When I have to take a moment to actually tell someone, this is what God's going to do for me in my business. This is what God's going to do for me in my family. This is what God's going to do for my teenagers. Once we speak it, it activates a whole nother level of faith. And it's almost like it allows God to then like bring it to us in a way, if that makes sense.
It's so true. It's so true. Yes.
Awesome. So yeah, that was kind of the, on the five steps of, you know, I wanted to keep it simple. And when I was praying, I asked God, you know, just keep it like short and sweet in a way. But I think five steps is good. And then there's two separate exercises that I will make sure are all part of the PDF that they can download on Wonderful. How to go through this. Yes.
I think it's amazing. I think that it's incredible to see, you know, how simple faith can become when you're not relying on yourself. Right. And how simple business can become, or relationships can become, or living period can become when it's, you're not doing it all by yourself. You're not relying on self. You have the incredible ability to just say, you know, this is what I would love to do. God, I would love to have this conversation with you. I want to open this up to you. I want to just place it on the mantle for you to nourish and to love and to, you know, be and you have to be a willing vessel yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So for myself every day, it's like, okay, I'm a willing vessel to what you need. Please present those people in my life. What message do you have? And I need to be more into that. I need to be doing that more often. It is so, it's diminished a little bit with all these restrictions because you don't, you're not out and about, right? You're not like meeting people and that kind of stuff. But it's this aspect, even in the business of things, what is something that someone needs to hear today? How, God, bring those people forth to me who need what I have, what you have in me, right? And I think it's so beautiful. And I know that we were talking, you know, about the busyness of the mind. And I think bringing it down and breaking it down into those steps. So, I mean, it's taking it back to step one. So you have one flash, you have one thought that gets popped in your mind and you go through this process. And then the next day you're like, okay, God, what do you have for me today? What goodness? So like, tell me what I need to work on. This is what I want to do in my business, right? This is what I want to do with my life. This is my dream of a ministry. This is my dream for my family. So then you pray about it and then you get a thought and then you go through those five steps again, which I think is incredible because you're just trying to organize the thoughts. And they'll always be, you know, if it is truly God's word to you, right? His download to you, there is always a consistent theme and it will always be promises that you can be held from the Bible as well, right? And so that's
absolutely,
it's always that double check, right? If he's done it before, he'll do it again because it says so. And I just love that. I love the simplicity of when you're actually sitting and listening to God's word, right? He keeps it so simple for us. It's not sometimes I think that's the problem. Sometimes maybe it's just too simple. Sometimes you're like, nah, that's too simple.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of times, like with just this download, we get in our own way. Like I was, you know, I knew that I had the recording of this podcast. And so for the past few days, I wasn't fully aware of it, but it was kind of playing in the back of my mind, like, okay, well, you need to make sure that you have your list because I'm definitely a list maker. I need to be prepared. I've got to have everything ready. Mm-hmm. And God loves that when it's me and him time, but he doesn't love that so much when it's time to be sharing him and sharing what's going on. He likes to speak through me more than me going off of a list. And yeah, so he always that. Prepares us. Yeah.
I mean, we have to prepare our hearts to be vessels. We have to prepare our hearts to like being in the word and listening to worship music and being in an act of obedience of forgiveness and in prayer and to hand over stress and all this goodness, right? All this stuff you just kind of general like sweeping and washing dishes, like that's what you should be doing in your house. And that's what we should be doing with our relationship and faith, is that you have that consistency of that sort of prayer or prayer throughout the day, that we are in the word and that we sing and that we look for God in every morsel. Right? There's God in everything. God is everywhere in everything. So it's that obedience to things that allows us to then know that what we're doing is right. And that we have the ability then to, of course, plan But if we have all this set up, then we're willing to be, you know, fly by the seat of our pants sometimes. I love that because I'm always like, yeah, whatever you want to talk about. People are like, I don't know. it's unnerving to people. Mm-hmm. But I love that because I want sometimes communication and relationships and community to be sort of flourishing and filled with Holy Spirit, right? I want Amen. That opportunity for it to work. Like it's sometimes, you know, when you're at church and everything's sort of held by time restriction. Mm. You have to be respectful of it, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm always like, you can't stop Holy Spirit. Like Mm-mm. if you're in the building, you've got to let it go. So I'm always like, I don't like the time restrictions to things, but you know how that works. But, and you know, yes. I love that when, you know, when you get like the goosebumps, like we had in our conversation today, and you just know, when it's just like, you're on the brink of tears. It's like, this is so good.
Yes.
But you know, Holy Spirit's involved, right? Like there's yes, so absolutely. Many times, so many times that you never know how things are going to flow, how the conversation is going to go. And as long as you're always tapped into, you know, God's goodness and his promises mm-hmm. and, you know, getting rid of all the garbage in front of you. And that's mm-hmm. what is important about decluttering the mind and or handing everything and placing it on the mantle or on the altar and writing this stuff down. Mm-hmm. Understanding the lies and understanding the promises. And being able to build on your discernment, you know, which is another gift what we were kind of alluding to, in that discernment, that skill of discernment is so valuable. And that's when, you know, you're going through your checklist and you're understanding, okay, what is a lie? What is wishy-washy? Mm-hmm. And then what is good? Mm-hmm. And it's that building up of the discernment skills to know. And most, you know, these are things that we should know anyways, because when you're coming across new people and you're, you know, even for your kids' friends, it's that discernment, it's that gut feeling, it's that understanding of like, I don't know about this kid, I don't know mm-hmm. about this situation, I don't know about those people. I love that, because then you get to pray more about it. And or yes. I'm always like, why do I have this song in my head today? Right? Or, mm-hmm. and I did that earlier on Facebook. I'm like, I don't know why I've got this song in my head, but it's sort of like, and then you read through the lyrics and you're like, oh, that's amazing, God, thank you so much. And, or that you have a weird person you haven't spoke to in 20 years come into your mind. Right?
Yes. Or so the person comes into your mind as the phone's ringing and it's, yeah, then it's that. Yeah, that happened today. Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, then it's like, okay, I'm going to lift them up in prayer. I don't know what they need. Right. Mm-hmm. You let me know what they need. And I'm just going to lift them up in prayer and be obedient in that. And perhaps it's like even considering the soul ties, like in your heart healing propheticness, you would be mm-hmm. discussing soul ties and be discussing things that you need to let go of. And that's that act of forgiveness or asking forgiveness.
Amen.
And so it then gives them the opportunity for God to work better in them.
Yes. And one thing that is like a kind of a side note, but I just feel so Holy Spirit led, and that's, you know, you're all about Holy Spirit led moments. So I keep, God has shown me this past week through my grandmother, who is actually the most connected woman I know to God. She lives for God, loves God. Everything is all about God in her life. She's who I thrive to be. She called me and said she had a stomach ache earlier this week. And at first she was like, oh, well, I'll just eat something or I'll just lay here. Kind of like we all do when we're not feeling good. Yeah. And then she said, no, I rebuke this. I refuse this. So she started singing and praising God while claiming her healing. Mm-hmm. So then a few days later, I started getting a little bit of like a scratchy voice and, you know, my throat was hurting. And I remembered what Nana said. And I was like, no, I'm going to sing this away because I know that singing and praising him brings me into his presence. And I know that in his presence is healing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it went away and left me as quick as it came and has not been back.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much truth in that, you know, and people are like, oh, I don't know. And they're like, no, You're supposed to do that. It's like when I'm talking to other women and or people in the church who have asked for prayer and or women ask for prayer. And I'm like, okay, I'll give you prayer, but have you gone to your elders and asked them for prayer? And have you been anointed? Right? Have you asked for anointing? Because it is commanded that way. It's kind of written, you know, he gives us a guideline. We know what we're supposed to do, but it's that humbling of this. It's humbling yourself enough to go to people to say, hey, I'm not doing well. And that's why you're coming alongside. Even your nana came alongside you to say you're not feeling well. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's that, but it is that aspect of healing and that aspect of forgiveness and the aspect of those things where a community and your elders and your church are important, I think.
Amen. So. And that's also kind of the point of life coaching, just in general, for me personally. I know for a lot of people it's different, but for me personally, it's a matter of having somebody that you can come to that is, there's no judgment. They love God. They are there to support you and bless you and see however they can build you up and partner with you for your life and for what you need.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's like, you know, I love talking about health and breast health and women's health and all that kind of stuff. But I want my faith to be part of that because it's part of the healing process. And so I'm like, not going to sit back anymore and not discuss that or openly discuss it because it's important. And it's part of what I believe in. And I know that there's so many other women that need that. They want that faith. They want God to be involved in their healing process or in their health. And, you know, I know that if you're missing part of that pillar, you're missing that faith, that grounding, that aspect. And I love the word grounding because I'm like, that's the rock right there. But it's it's like that grounding. When I hear that, I'm like, okay, so where's your faith at? What are you really solid in? Where do you need to go back and build a foundation from? And it's these tools of reminding that you are so eloquently gifted with to remind people how to get back to that foundation to be able to flourish, right?
Yes, and to flourish. And to have peace. Like we don't have peace anymore in our world. And I even do it to myself. You know, I go through TikTok or whatever, and 2 hours later, I have anxiety, I'm stressed, I'm yelling at my husband, I'm yelling at my kids, you know, all the normal, quote unquote, normal worldly things. But then when I take a moment to ground myself again and to get that peace back, I'm like, why did I leave this 2 hours ago? Like, this is amazing.
It's so true. It's so true because we just lose ourselves in today rather than, okay, we were supposed to be playing some background worship music all day or something at least that brings that element of joy into things. And I yes, about of peace. Peace is that, you know, that aspect of things. But I find that we're really lacking joy. Right? It's hard, you know, with things, how we can find or get back to the joy aspect, like really deep belly laughing, big sincere smile on your face, that bubbling kind of effervescent feel that we have when we are filled with joy and happiness, that kind of is that add-on to peace, right? To be at peace with things gives us that solace, but it's that fun or that childlike sort of attitude that we sort of lack as we mature, that it's okay to laugh at things and it's okay to listen to comedy and it's okay to watch silliness. And I love that about TikTok, to be honest. It's just that the laughing and the silliness about things. And I think for a lot of us, we forget how to be childlike, right? As he talks about that childlike faith, to really accept and understand the message of Jesus, the simplicity of it, and that it is a personal relationship, nothing more than that. It's that personal connection, relationship, understanding, and it comes to us each individually, and nothing can be duplicated and nothing is the same. And that's why, you know, you have to write stuff down. You have to go back and ask questions, and you have to look into the word yourself, and you have to listen to music, you know, and you have to be in prayer because, or you have to go in nature and you have to go for a walk and you have to look into the skies because you receive messages in different ways. you receive an understanding, peace comes to you differently. And and that joy comes to you in many different ways as well. But if you're not getting rid of that element of forgiveness, if you're not getting rid of that element of bitterness, then you're really inhibiting the work that you are promised, right?
Yeah, and you can't move forward. Like right. You're stuck in that bitterness or anger, or you know, you may get out of it eventually, but it's still lying underneath the surface because you've not dug it up by the roots so it can be gone.
Mm-hmm. And I love in like when you're digging up and you're trying to figure out and you're trying to work through things, I love how even in that step two of writing stuff down, just mm-hmm. like brain dumping, everything, all these trailing thoughts that are going on, and then going back and asking, what is truth? What is a lie? What is not relevant to me? What is something else? Like, how else can I work in this way? Or what message do you have with me with this word? And I love that. I love that he was able to get that down for you, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just think that's amazing. And that's the things, those are the necessary tools that we need to be gathering for ourselves to then be able to have better mental health, better physical health, better family relationships, better work in the community, a better understanding of yourself so that you can, you know, your cup can be full. Mm-hmm. And that you can then become who you're meant to be in God's image, right? It's so honestly, mind-blowingly awesome, Samantha.
Yeah. And you know, our hearts can be healed. Because for me personally, like if I've learned anything, it's that what am I doing if I'm not figuring out how I can get my heart healed?
Yeah.
Everything else can be going to total crap all everywhere. But if inside of me, that peace, and honestly, like you said, that joy, which is so true that we are lacking in that joy, but it's because our hearts are broken. Yeah. We can't have joy when we have a broken heart.
Yeah.
And the enemy tries to make us think, or like all of our quote unquote stuff and to-do lists, and you got to do this, got to do this, got to do this constantly. It makes us think, oh, well, like I said earlier, I'll just push through, or I don't need to heal that. Or I'm too busy to deal with my heart and to get my heart healed or to allow God that time, because it does take time with God. Of spending that time in his presence, or, you know, like with the life coaching and the heart healing sessions, of dedicating an hour of not being distracted. It's those distractions that are breaking our hearts.
It's so true. And the heart can be hurt even in the aspect of what's going on around us as well. Right. And we don't, you know, it's a constant reminder of we need to just keep handing it over to God and holding close to the promises that he's given you, and holding close and praying for the promises for your family and for your business and for your community, because there's so much strength in prayer, right? There's so much strength in that. And it's just that aspect of like how you say, it's like, you need to ask him for that. And you need to be able to hand that over to him and ask him to bless this and ask him to bless that. And it's that constant communication. Once you've been able to clear the chaos of the mind and clear the chaos, even empty and pour out your heart onto paper so that you can understand in a tangible way. Right. And then you're able to just like not think of it as a chaotic aspect, but be able to really look at matters of the heart and be able to apply better tools and to reach out to different people and then to be able to do those things. Right.
Absolutely. And then that's also where, like you were saying, community comes in, and, you know, we each need to get healed for ourselves with our own relationship with God. But it's so vitally important that we have others around us, like our friendship now and the other people that God brings into our lives. But if we're not looking for those things, if we're not making time to be aware and to ask God to bring people into our lives, we're going to be stuck with what we still have right now, which a lot of times isn't sometimes the greatest.
No, it's true. It's true. It's true. And I think it's absolutely amazing. And it all starts with the humbleness of wanting to change and wanting to flourish. Amen. And then we have to ask, right? Mm. It's the willingness mm-hmm. to ask God to, where do I need to work on myself? Where do I need to, what do I need to change? Where is the forgiveness work I need to do? Where is my heart blocked, right? And, or I need to find someone who can help me hear better from God. So it's a willingness to ask the questions, and he's going to help you seek out the people or seek out the answers, right? And then it mm-hmm. is that willingness to move forward, to open those doors for us and to knock at that door of change or mm-hmm. knock at that door of healing and forgiveness. The forgiveness one is massive, right? And I love mm-hmm. that. I mean, like, that's just, yeah. Amazing.
Or to just write it down or speak it, like we were talking about mm-hmm. earlier. It's those little acts that God isn't like, okay, you need to go build a building or, you know, some crazy thing.
Yeah.
He's very like, okay, just take the next little step and then I'll be with you and then I'll guide you. And then just the next little one. It's small, small increments, which, like we were talking about earlier, so simple and so profound at the same time.
Yeah, but it is these steps. You know, like, you know that when you ask God, like, okay, how am I to get this message out? I know my heart's desire, God, but you need to give me the message to do this with. And it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. That's exactly how he mm-hmm. placed it out for you. And you're mm-hmm. like, I already knew this. Why couldn't I have done that myself? Because we need to depend on him. We need to be able to say, I need to get out of my brain. I need to get out of my heart and have a willingness to listen and that opportunity for him to speak, because he so wants to love us, mm-hmm. right? Every part of his day is about loving us and yes. for us to love him more. And it's so good. Oh my gosh, Samantha, so good. So amazing, so amazing. So what else do you have in store coming up this year? Like, what else do you have coming up in this whole process? Like, what has he placed in your heart to do?
Honestly, so when he gave it to me, it was, this is going to be a movement and a sisterhood of women that are wanting to heal their hearts. And it's going to eventually be a sisterhood and a movement of women that have healed their hearts.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it. And I so, so look forward to everything that he's working in you and for this beautiful community that you're creating, and mm-hmm. how you can help women or come alongside women prophetically and sincerely and giving mm-hmm. them steps of change. Simple steps of change, so mm-hmm. that they can discern and understand what their direction is for their life, for their family's life, for their career, for their house, for whatever they, wherever they are in their stage, depending mm-hmm. on their age and or their career or whatever is pressing into them. And I love this ability, and I love where you are with this.
Thank you. And honestly, God, he gave me one, like, in one moment, he said, Samantha, you're a clutter coach for Christian women. And I was like, what's that mean, God? That sounds cool. Like, I'll take it, but what does that mean? And he explained, like, I looked up the definition of clutter and these other things. And throughout the process, I realized clutter is anything that is standing in your way of where you are now and where you want to be.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. So it's very flexible. It's a very yes. opportune, and you just never know. This cluttered closet that I'm sitting in right now can can just represent the aspect of my own spiritual walk or my own business walk or my anything that's standing in my way. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's these great opportunities of where having you to be able to, like, really just, like, dig down deep to the root mm-hmm. of clutter and help women to understand and discern what the real message is there. So amazing. So Samantha, remind us again where we can find you.
So it is herhealedheart.com. And on there, it has everything from the Facebook. It will soon have the podcast on there, which I'm launching on my birthday, which is February 20th. Nice. Yes. And it will be called Her Healed Heart Podcast, of course. And it's spelled just like it sounds, Her Healed Heart.
Awesome. I love it. I think it's fantastic. And I think by the time you get everything up and running and going and we'll get this launched, we'll have that PDF ready for everybody, because that is a really valuable tool. It's a tangible tool to be applied at many different aspects. And honestly, this is such an exciting time. And I think God is on the move everywhere. And I love it. I just love it. I love
it. Thank you so much for letting me come on and speak to your audience and your women.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let you all know that when she talks about your community, she's so inspired. She's so inspiring. And she loves you all from the depth of her being. She wants nothing but the best for you all.
Thank you. You're going to make me cry. No, it's true. I really do. Really hope to connect with women and come alongside of them in this, you know, helping them to become better, helping them to become wise, divine, and in that aspect of being able to learn valuable lessons, bringing alongside women to share their wisdom, to bring, you know, teach them how to be wise, and then share that with the next person, and share that with their community, and share that with the next generation. So that's always been my goal. And lots of women just need that little bits of help here or there in understanding these things. So thank you so much for joining me. Honestly.
Thank you.
Thank you all. And I just, you know, everything will be in the show notes, and Samantha is a sweetheart. She's going to be probably on here again, and we'll connect quite often. And I just am so excited for her new podcast and all the things that God has just downloaded to her today. And I just love it. So I thank you for joining me on the Wise Divine Woman.